MPs to chew on deal, but DUP says we'll bite back. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News, which opens with the line, the prospect of Boris Johnson's revised Brexit deal being backed by MPs looked slim last night, with the DUP insisting it would vote against it. As the DUP-Tory alliance shattered spectacularly yesterday morning when the British Prime Minister endorsed an agreement with Brussels that leaves Northern Ireland aligned to the EU single market, Arlene Foster's party claimed the deal would create UK internal borders. Arlene Foster is also central to the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. Under the headline, there is no perfect deal, but let's work on it, she defends suggestions that her party had been seeking a perfect Brexit deal and asserts that, although they will vote against the deal tomorrow, it's the start of a process to get a better outcome for Northern Ireland. The focus on the lead stories in the Irish Times, Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, is on what the headline in the Independent describes as Johnson's 24 hours to save Brexit. The Independent also runs with a front page picture of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and Minister for European Affairs, Helen McEntee, in Brussels yesterday, looking extremely colour-coded in different shades of blue. The picture on the front of the Times, meanwhile, is of the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister having a laugh together at the centre of a group of EU leaders, all of whom are looking extremely upbeat during yesterday's summit. The Mail uses that same picture, but zooms in exclusively on the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister. So, Boris, can you deliver, is the headline there. And the Irish Daily Mirror also runs with that same shot under the headline, Leo's Deal. Elsewhere on the front pages, the arrest and questioning of a man in his late 50s in connection with the alleged sexual exploitation of children in Ireland and the Far East is covered as a lead story in today's Irish Daily Star and Herald. The man, who previously served a prison sentence for child sex offences, was arrested at a house in Dublin early yesterday morning and was questioned until late last night by Gardaí before being released. We're told that a file is now to be sent to the DPP. Man lay dead for 7 months. That's the lead headline in today's Echo, which reports on the inquest into the death of 84-year-old Richard Scanlon, whose decomposed body was found by relatives at his home in Blackpool in Cork in July. The Times, News and Telegraph all run with front page stories on yesterday's court ruling in Belfast that Ivor Bell should be acquitted of any involvement in the abduction and murder of Jean McConville. Back on the front of the Independent, it's reported there that a motion of no confidence has been tabled against Fine Gael TD Maria Bailey by members of her own party in her Dunleary Rathdown constituency. And finally, the Times carries a picture about the launch, a story about the launch of Phil Coulter's memoir in Dublin last night, describing writing the book as one of the greatest challenges of his life. The 77-year-old lists some of the other challenges he's faced over the years. These include getting the Bay City Rollers to sing in tune, getting James Galway to stop playing the tin whistle like an Orange Man, getting Van Morrison to lighten up, getting the Fury Brothers to turn up, and getting Billy Connolly to shut up.